Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
It really does.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we'll get to the story that we tried to do in the other one, which is
No, that was us going on our political rants.
This is kind of fun, though, because it relates to us in South Carolina. So if you're a ghost, where would you want to live? There's a list of the best U.S. cities for ghosts to live.
Girls' locker room.
If they're living. I beg to differ. This is an inaccurate story. So they had a list of these wonderful places where you would find a ghost dwelling. At number 10, Baltimore, Maryland. I don't know what happens there, but there's ghosts there that want to be there.
What about a ghost on the side of the road? Are they a homeless ghost or displaced?
This is where you said Boo Jersey.
Boo Jersey. Oh, man, I got... I started thinking about that off the air, and I didn't write any of them down. I was thinking of other, Boo Jersey and Boo York.
Hoboken.
It's good.
Frankenland. Yeah, that's not... It doesn't work. I'll come up with more.
He said Transylvania, which was great.
Transylvania. Do anything up there with that? Like,
They dress up white squirrels like little Draculas.
Those were albinos.
I have...
That's a bathroom.
That's a new show coming on TLC.
Albanios?
It's called Growing Up Albanese. I didn't know
that's... Albania?
No, the albino.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Looks like powder.
Oh, really?
The character, not
lack of pigment in your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to look into that.
Yeah, look at it. Because at the end of Balin, they did a little preview for it. That's the only reality show I can watch. And that's because it's a girl with big boobs cussing a lot.
Okay, at number 9.
Why I like you so much, man.
I don't swear that much anymore.
You don't. Yeah,
I
don't. Huge
I try
balance.
To be a lady. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm cursed by it.
Mm. Well, I curse when I see him. I'm like,
Yeah. You call me fat because of it, and it just hurts my feelings.
Who?
Never mind. Let's go back to the story.
We did yesterday.
At number 9.
I did not.
Pennsylvania.
I called her fat a lot yesterday.
Oh, that's you.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
At number 8, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, Skyline Chili.
Oh, we like the chili.
And would you want to die and haunt Las Vegas? Probably if you lost something there. Las Vegas, Nevada, also on the list of where ghosts want to dwell. At number 6, Birmingham.
No, let's stop. What are we basing this off of? Like the most haunted places?
Well, yeah. Or sightings.
Yeah, like sightings, okay.
Does Charleston seem like
don't
that
give
to
it
you?
Away? No, just gear
just
down, sucker.
I thought you said Charleston.
I said South Carolina. You're right. So,
Picklewood one.
This is a list of the best cities for ghosts to live and consider things like the number of cemeteries per 100,000 residents,
Georgetown.
Ghost tours, haunted houses, vacant housing units.
The ghost of Lenora Sellers High preseason.
Right. So at number 8, Cincinnati, Ohio. At number 7, Las Vegas, Nevada. Birmingham, Alabama. At
Jefferson
number 6,
County.
Richmond, Virginia at number 5.
Richmond.
So here is Richmond.
Yeah, the rich man in above Virginia.
Okay, here's the top 4.
I don't remember his name.
At number 4, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, the Yinzers.
Number 3, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, it smells like death.
Second place, Charleston, South Carolina.
If those of you that still stream us in New Orleans are mad now that I talk crap about the city, call your local radio station. Have them rehire us. I'll stop.
DJ in Bucktown, Christy in Houma.
Yes.
Had a threesome with her sister.
I really like Louisiana. I like the culture, the food.
I love the food. And I just hate that one particular guy that ran the radio station down there. I don't hate him. I never met the guy. But, like, he made a decision for
worked his million way up the ladder
plus people.
Too.
And worked his way. Yes, that's the thing. If he'd fell flat on his face for that decision, it'd be great.
I love the Manning family, too, so I want to throw that out there.
He caused four people to lose their job in New Orleans. So he caused three people here to lose.
And I love being a Bayou babe or whatever they call me there. I loved it. It's nice. So, number one.
I thought it was the Bayou crew. Or crew. It was something crew, I thought. Cajun crew?
Oh, that's kind of got a nice
Cajun
ring
crew.
To it.
It was spelled K-R-E.
Not coming up, Dan, to him
no,
and a robot.
No, I take that back. It was the Bayou Broads.
Bayou Broads.
Yes.
That's what it was.
It was one of them. So I loved it. I'll go back.
It was a gang.
It was. We had Coleman. Coleman was in the gang. Shout out.
I loved it.
Smiles on stage.
Number one haunted place where ghosts would want to dwell, and it's my favorite city.
God, we need a Chattanooga crew name.
Your favorite city?
It's my favorite city on the East Coast.
Savannah.
It is.
Sugar Tip.
Savannah, Georgia.
Sugar Tit on the coast. That'd be fine. You know, eventually that'll happen.
Yeah, it will. It's going to come up here.
It's going to come up here. Them damn polar bears will be with them.
Does the Savannahese accent, I guess you could say.
You know why I like, you know why I like Savannah?
Because everybody talks like this down
here. Every time I go down there, it's just a wonderful time.
Salutations, some bitch.
Everybody talks like Dolly Parton.
Everybody's so nice.
We're going to take a boat out to Tabby Island.
And would you like to come and have a sip or something?
Welcome to the Haunted Boat Tours of Savannah.
I went on that one.
And I wanted
went out to the battery out there. That was. I was amazed by that. I'd never seen one. The one in Tabby Island, the battery there. I was like, this is human fortified land that was. I can't fathom how that is. Like when I remember reading or whatever that New York, the city of, is really man-made. It's swamp land that mm-hmm. all this timber and all this stuff was thrown. And now they got skyscrapers growing and they nothing.
Did you?
What? And there's subways underneath all that? What?
Well, I prefer Jersey Mike's, but did you see where the, did you go on the Savannah Ghost Roast Tour?
Roast.
Did you didn't
like
take
you
a
roast
part of that?
Well,
no, the one on the double decker hearse. I went on that one and we went on the boat.
Oh, so you went on
a double decker hearse. Oh, that one was superb.
Welcome to the battery. This here gentleman up front said he ain't seen a battery this big since he opened his wife's vibrator.
I went on a walking tour. And
why? I did that in Boston. That's
it was
a great question.
Wonderful. The tour guy was amazing. So after the tour, we went to the Bonaventure Cemetery, and we went and did all that in the middle of the night by ourselves. It was so much fun.
So we're going to walk over here, then we're going to walk over there, and we'll take a picture of that car.
It's great.
And oh, look, there's a triple decker.
And there's this inn there that I want to go to, because if you...
Tour meets on the north end. We're going to walk the Braintree, Haver Hill, and back
in
down.
In the middle of the night, there's a
I walked Bunker Hill. I swear.
I was just trying to get some chili.
That was miserable. God, that was miserable.
There's a ghost that steals your panties. So
we're going to take the red line to Harvard and back.
Oh, no, it's a ghost.
Then we're going to take the green line to Fenway to watch the Sox. And then we're going to take the blue line out to the Rockaway Beach
the
and back star.
In.
All right.
Rock then. Lobster. Green Monster. Why have they never done that?
God almighty.
Green Monster. Come on, Jerinko. You can do a mini version of it.
You got to think.
Not because you're short, but because you have this small.
Right. Pass it up, Eric.
That was a good time. I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
It was a good time. I do love Savannah. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it either. Really.
They won't let you.
It's charming.
And the parks are beautiful.
It's also like the, you know, it's so old. It's like. Get a little bit of the old country. But what is that even, the old
I think
country?
I think it's probably it's San Francisco here.
It's what Italians call the boot.
I love it. It's a great city. So much fun. And yes. The candies, the chocolate factory place is amazing. Smells like heaven.
Mm.
What would heaven smell like?
To me, it would smell like chocolate.
You feel like all...
And good fragrance.
James Lipton, now, if heaven exists, what would it smell like to you?
If heaven exists, well, first off, James, it does.
Be a question you would ask.
Secondly, I think it would smell like whatever...
Roses.
Your... Like, I have a smell that... I have this smell that... I'll catch little glimpses of it throughout life, and I'm like, I know exactly what
it smells. Is it a smell or a fragrance?
Was it fart?
It's fresh strawberry or blueberry muffins that my mom and my grandmother both made, and it filled the whole house up. Like, even if you wasn't in the mood for a muffin, you was in the mood for a muffin then.
I had a dream in the middle of the night that my mom was, when I was sick, that my mom was making muffins because I smelt that smell.
Smelled your mom's muffins?
And I went downstairs and opened the oven, and there was nothing in there. And my mom's like, you need to go back to bed. You're sick.
What a story, man.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It'd be like introducing your, coming on and doing a monologue before your own funeral. I will not be introducing this segment.
You will not be.
This is where I will just sit back and laugh and get pissed.
Well, while you do that, I will tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for an annual tradition on the show.
It's time!
But a special edition, the 50th birthday for Matt Man, the roast of Matt Man on his 50th birthday. Oh, it's about to get hot, buddy. I don't remember. Was I the last roast, T?
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I tried to whistle.
It's like a bird about to die.
You're going to get it worse now.
I can't. That's what I was trying to do. Whistle.
Construction worker.
Obviously, the roasty, the guest of honor, is going to finish off in the next segment. We're trying to figure out how we kick off this segment. So it's going to be Paige and myself, but I don't know who's going first.
Well, y'all go like... You'll do a set, and then she will, or will you go back and forth?
I figure we each do a set.
Yeah, like would make sense.
We do our sets here, and then when we come back, you'll do yours.
Okay.
That probably works better.
I would like to ask just one thing. You know, people say on the Comedy Central roast stuff, they'll say to the,
You get one. You do get
to
a...
To one thing you will please not talk about. And,
you get
and I'll say this publicly. I would like Paige to finish these without laughing.
Oh,
I don't know.
If you're going to make vile, mean, harassing jokes about me at my expense,
that's gonna be tough.
Please get it out without laughing.
Okay.
Because that was the last roast
we
did.
But this isn't, I honestly don't think this is as funny as the other one was.
So I think with hearing that and also... Ladies go first, right?
Yeah.
Let's let Paige go first.
It's a nice way to say save the best for last.
I didn't want to. Yeah, his is gonna be so much better than mine.
I don't know, man. She ran one by me earlier, and I'm like, what?
Oh wow.
And I'm looking at some of my stuff.
Just realize, I promise you, nothing is going to like linger the rest of the show. I mean, like, I know when we first talked about doing these, we were going to do them the last segment of the show. So if anybody got their feelings hurt, but I'm running low on gaff. For you know, other things, giving a crap. Like, I guess GAC, what would it be called?
The number one delegate.
I mean, I care about people and things, but, you know, ego, it's at an all-time low. It really is. That's so strange to be saying publicly.
Let's see if we can destroy it for you right now.
I'm trying to soften you up a little bit is what I'm doing.
All right, Paige, you're up.
Oh, gosh. I didn't want to be mean because I love you.
Well, that's the point of the effing thing.
My cousin, who's on Snap, supposed to get my birthday cake, so I probably ain't getting a birthday cake.
So I wanted to be gentle with you because I know how hard it is. And I know that when you hit 50, all men have a decline in muscle mass, decrease in testosterone, more fatigue, reduced libido, sagging testicles. Okay, don't make me laugh. Stop. And you'll be that North Face wearing mall walker in Greenville soon enough. But what I decided to do is to rewrite your history for you in case you got early onset dementia. Jeez. I think this would be better.
I agree.
So I rewrote the five stories that you always tell.
Oh, man.
With different.
Even that right there makes me self-conscious. I do have five. You're right.
I'm trying not to look at her.
I know. I'm going to write down which these are. I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is a big win. Only winning one game at Wade Hampton High School. I said that I think you should tell people that you made the winning touchdown for the rest of your life.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No one would believe that. And that would be stolen valor from Jermaine Kennard.
Your dad didn't actually see you masturbating.
That's what I get for sharing personal stories. I'm the one. Y'all all put barriers up. Everyone's realized that but me over the years. All right, go ahead.
I'm trying to be mature.
He didn't really see me.
He actually saw you petting your wiener dog.
What was the end?
I don't know if she said wiener dog or wiener dog.
He actually saw you petting your wiener dog named Rufus. It was completely harmless.
Oh, okay. I did have a dog named Rufus.
Okay.
That's right.
So this is the best story. You didn't get stuck in the slide at Myrtle Beach.
That's the first one I wrote down.
You were the cool kid who went face down and plowed into a group of chicks.
Nice. Jesus.
Okay.
It's getting you over.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The cat that you drove to North Carolina survived, and you became an advocate for animals.
It's true. Look at her. She turns away so I can't see her laughing, but I see them shoulders and them side boobs.
And became old McMahon had a cat for her.
Don't say McMahon now.
What? What was that?
Okay.
Old McMahon's farm.
And you became old McMahon had a cat farm. And the best one is instead of being in the family group in high school, you had street cred and you ran with the Hells Angels in Rhode Island.
Jesus. I ain't laughing. That's an upgrade. That's a step up.
That's all I have.
God.
Nothing for me.
You're supposed to serve up him and then get to me. That's okay.
I think I'll do that for us right now.
What, rip her apart?
I'll do a few Paige jokes that I had right here. You know when Paige talks about going in the mountains? I don't know if she's talking about going to her mountain house or sticking her face in her chest, really. I mean, who knows the difference, right? Paige's contact list in a San Francisco Pride Parade. Maybe I can talk. Paige's contact list and a San Francisco Pride Parade have a lot in common. Both full of gay dudes. She's single by choice, though. Everybody else is, not hers. She's like the...
That's right.
You know, Paige is a lot like the Biltmore house. Oh. Expensive, huge, and the back door is always open.
I'm huge.
That's enough. That's enough about you and those big mounds of chest. It's time to go to the man of the hour, the man of the day.
The tower of power too sweet to be sour.
Yeah. You know, Matt Man has always said he's great at sex. And I don't want to read too far into it, but guess what, buddy? Michael Jordan was a great two-way player, and if you know what I'm saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Everybody looks the same from back there. You know what I'm saying?
Are you calling me the American Shohei Ohtani?
Look, that man's not gay, obviously. He's strictly chicks. Yeah. He's destroyed more clam than a dumpster at the Hungry Fisherman.
God bless. What a great restaurant that was.
I figured I'd give you a throwback.
That
right?
was nice.
He loves vegetables, Matt, man. Real healthy. In fact, he and Paige have that in common. He loves to eat mushrooms. She loves to sit on them. In his previous work, Madman used to deliver porno mags back in the day. Or as you would call it now, Amazon Prime for horny weirdos. Actually, the only thing stickier than those pages of those porno mags were his fingers that time. He ate 2 dozen donuts in the back of his parents' car. Yeah. Remember that story?
It was for a fundraiser.
It was.
For church.
He actually ate more donuts that day than every chair in the lobby of a proctologist waiting room.
God.
I'm not saying Madman's had a lot of hemorrhoids in his day, but he's seen more pink socks in the breast cancer awareness marathon.
Oh, man.
He's seen more pink socks in the stock room at Big Air. Shout out. We love Big Air.
I love the Griffey socks.
Madman also went to Lookup Lodge as a kid.
You said it right the first time.
Well, that's what they called it. They called it Hookup Lodge. But the only thing he pulled out at Hookup Lodge was out of his bag. It was a sock and a bottle of lotion.
Yeah.
Everybody else was getting it all right. There's also this this video one time Madman filmed his cow taking a dump on the farm.
It was a horse.
I thought it was a cow. Was it a horse?
I was filming the cow, and the cows were looking scared, so I turned around and looked, and the horse was taking a big poo right behind me.
They do that.
Oh, the horse was doing it. Yeah, I don't know who's seen more animal dumps. Madman, his horse, or the Blue Ridge side of Highway 14. Stop taking your animals out there.
Oh, people. Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not the only video that Madman's filmed a huge animal or an animal taking a huge dump. The last time he filmed an animal taking a huge dump is when he followed Paige to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a roast, right? Come on, everybody's a victim here.
I'm a huge animal.
Actually, the video was titled Cow Takes a Dump on the Farm. I think it's the only time he got a video idea from my internet search history. And by the way, the farm is code word for his chest. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, God bless.
Exposing a little secret here. God. In all seriousness.
Yeah, big farm. God. Pharmaceutical.
In all seriousness, though, you've changed your life around. You lost a ton of weight over a couple of years, and you made it to 50 years old. You're halfway there. And I hope you enjoy your big birthday. I hope you have cake. And I want you to eat. I know you don't eat a lot of sweets, but I want you to have all the cake. I want you to have more cake than a fat chick's panties. How about that for your 50th birthday? Happy birthday. Happy 50th.
Thank you very much. Very much.
50 years old.
A lot of butt talk in that one. A lot of butt talk.
I can't believe it was a. I thought it was a cow. It was a horse.
Yeah, it was a. I'll send it to you.
You didn't do your homework.
Horse dumpster.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Colorado.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating their birthday on October 29th. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
And get your opinion real quick on something. An email was sent out, company email. It says, hey, we're getting our HVAC maintenance done. These tests may produce some strange odors, so please don't be alarmed. Should I reply all and say, there you go again, blaming your flatulence on the HVAC?
God, I wish you would.
All right, done. I really did. I just sent it. Holy crap. I just replied all
you are,
users.
You are bold.
I'm going to get a... Yeah, but you know what?
you know.
It was my birthday yesterday. Let me have it.
If what happens to you is usually what happens to me, you'll get an email back that says, was that a good idea?
You know how much time that cost the company? Everybody opened that email? But hopefully they smiled and realized Chris Evans is a very gassy man.
I mean, look.
I'm not saying anything.
This is his way of trying to confess. Let's go with a football birthday. Oh, Big Brown, listen up.
Captain Munderland.
No, but he is the Carolina Panther. He's also a Horned Frog.
What?
And he was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. He goes by the name of the Red Rifle. Yeah, he didn't look so good this past weekend, but look, he's been on the bench for a little bit for Bruce Young. So,
are you sure? It's his birthday? I thought had it this year.
No, it is Andy Dalton's birthday.
Oh, man.
The
okay.
Red Rifle.
I really thought he already had a birthday. Because then I was thinking, what? Sam Howell go?
He probably has had plenty of birthdays.
Sam Howell was North Carolina, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. In this month, or
I think he's back up to Sam Darnold now in Seattle.
Yeah.
You got Bruce Young. You got Rocco Dowdle.
Bryce.
A bunch of good guys.
You said Bruce.
Ted McMillan.
Frank Reich's available. If they need
he might
him,
be
bring
soon.
Him back.
Andrew Luck might fire him.
I'll go one up. Whatever Big you
Brown's
say.
So mad. Rocco Dowdle and Bruce Young.
34.
35.
Andy Dalton's 38 years old today.
Who?
He's been around for a minute. We'll keep it going. I did not play Round Ball Rock.
Thank you.
Because it's not her husband's birthday. It's her birthday.
John Tesh still got it.
Tesh, man, I'm telling you.
You have a thing for him. He's you just, like his music.
It's great. His cover of Phil Collins, Against All Odds, at Red Rocks
Does
Live.
Does he sing it?
No, just instrumental.
You know you're a nerd when...
When you get off on synthesizer songs.
Oh, I love Tesh. Easy listening, man, I'm telling you. You're either psychotic or just find it really calming. It's
I like
one or the
hard
other.
Listening.
Ugh, I like rickshaw boys. Rock. I don't like yacht rock. I like rickshaw rock. I like them to sound like they're straining when they
I
sing.
I like people screaming at me.
It is D. Wade's wife's birthday. She's a movie star in her own right. Gabrielle Union.
Union.
Oh. I don't know who she is.
Gabrielle Union / Wade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was in a lot of... movies with Martin Lawrence, a lot of those.
Too many to name over her career. A lot of movies.
Yeah.
She's done a lot.
Not from Union,
yeah,
though.
Okay. She's
not from Union.
She's from.
You know, no one claims that town.
They don't really.
I will
What's
say.
That?
Union.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disney said goodbye. And so did the world.
Yeah.
38.
By low left.
41.
Gabrielle Union, you couldn't tell by looking. 53 years old.
Dude.
Black don't crack, baby.
God.
That's a nice skin.
Oh, yeah. She, like, takes care of it and
she
stuff.
She must be doing something right.
Wow. I mean, that's...
You all right?
That's very shocking. I'm actually fact-checking him right now. Good.
Do it.
Wow, wait a minute.
Fact checker.
Okay, I haven't seen her in a while. She looking at 53 now. She's kind of getting that Maya Angelou kind of...
Oh, she's writing poems and stuff?
Well, no, I mean, she's yeah. Scully.
Not X-Files.
Is it, oh, it's not X-Files?
This is the theme song to Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Love it.
I know.
Though she's not famous for Stranger Things.
Natalie Portman. Or not Natalie Portman, the other one.
You might be on the right track.
I mean, the initial...
W.R.
Winona Ryder.
It is Winona Ryder.
God, I get them two mixed up. Love so her. Natalie Portman was in Star Wars. Okay.
Joyce
she was
Byers.
Queen Amidala or whatever. Amidala? Yep. No, Amidala. Wait a minute. One of them's a wrestler.
Queen Amidala from Tatooine?
Nope. She's right? from AEW. Amidala, the one and only.
Oh, I probably don't know then. Mm. I'm kidding. I'm behind.
You are behind.
You're behind.
I don't have one. I do have a long crack.
If you don't have one, never mind.
Talking about freaking Lydia Deetz from both Beetlejuices. Talking about Edward Scissorhands.
God, is she...
Many others.
54. There is no way in hell she's 55 or older. There is no way.
58.
Joyce Byers.
There's no way.
She is 54 years old.
Okay, I was going to say...
She's been around for a long time.
I don't know why I would think that, but God bless.
She's Winona. I got another. Oh, man.
Was she the kleptomaniac in the 90s?
Yeah, okay. She had a little issue
allegedly,
for a little bit.
Allegedly.
Oh, it wasn't real?
I don't know.
But you don't realize how stacked she is until you see season 4 of Stranger Things, where she's changing with Hopper in the Russian armory.
I thought it was. I wish you'd say that in your creepy voice if you're being creepy.
They got a Hopper and a Dipper on that show. Because Jasper loves Dipper. He does. Is that his name?
He's going to think all, like, you know, like farm equipment have personalities. He's going to go outside and see if the mower's going to talk to him. Clippy. We call the mower Clippy.
What? Clippy was from Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, the little paper clip that pop up. Hey, dumbass, notice you didn't know how to save a file. You want me to help you out?
You seen the new version of that? It's a transvestite paper clip. It's a cross-dressing paper
clip. What's this music you speak of?
What? Well,
you should know this.
Charlie's Angels, woman.
That's what
you've
I'm
been
thinking.
Together at a girls' night with two other women. One Good of morning, us is Angels. Gonna do this pose.
Yeah.
Guys all do the Charlie's NWA Angels. Pose, kind of like, you know, not wrestling, but with attitude. They were sitting there with arms crossed or whatever.
Is it Kate?
Kate
yeah.
Jackson?
Is that going away, the Charlie Angels pose?
I hope so.
Why do you hate it? Because you can't do it?
You just did it, actually. Multiple times.
You see?
You know, I told Fat Boy, had I not
it.
Been
Nobody,
late this
no,
morning, I was going to talk to you before
no,
the show and apologize.
No.
Now I take that back.
Nobody's going to judge you for doing that pose.
You mean this?
Okay, they
you mean
will.
This?
They will.
I would love to go back and rewatch this show.
Don't you wish one of them would do like women do in photos where the short girl gets down with her hands on her knees with
oh,
a gun?
Oh, yeah. Like, you better twerk or what?
And then one of them's got a big ass, so she's thinking about something. The other one just got engaged, so she's laying her hand on her leg. So y'all bitches, lay that hand flat
oh
as you can on your leg. Look at this ring, bitch.
Dude, you know what they're doing now? The new Megan Thee Stallion song. She's got a new dance to it, and the ladies are recreating the dance on social media.
I love looking at the groups of women, and you can tell this one does a lot of butt exercises. This one just got engaged because that hand's flat on the leg, and the other one's doing, oh, I don't have either one of those things. I'll just laugh in the air.
A lot of butt stuff.
Yeah, she can cross her hands.
So funny.
It is Kate Jackson's birthday.
I love her. She's so pretty.
She was in, what was that name of that show? Hamburger and Mr. Clean? Or
oh, yeah.
Microwave
nailed
and
it.
Mr. Popcorn.
Hamburger Hill.
What was the name of that show?
I don't know.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Oh, I didn't see
there's
that one.
There's a lot of...
What?
I didn't see that one.
There's a lot of TV that I missed.
Yeah. You're out.
I thought growing up in California, like, this would be right up your alley.
I didn't want to sit with my mom and watch TV.
Well, you could have... Yeah, like, you could have been...
Went upstairs and listened to music.
Yeah. You have your own TV?
No.
She's got to be 80, but I don't think she is. Is she? Is it a big
73.
Birthday?
73.
It's not a big birthday.
79. 80. No, it's 78.
77 for Kate
yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, she looks amazing.
I mean, she...
Jacqueline Smith, too, still looks
well,
good.
Well, I got to see her now. Like, does that still work when you put in the celebrities? Yeah, it does.
I put in Kate
Jackson, and it instantly shows up today. So other people
oh, yeah, they've been looking.
Want to see what she looks like. I'll check her net worth for you as well.
Okay.
It's usually what it always says, like celebrity name, husband, net worth. Still alive?
You know, had a good day yesterday. It was Andy Richter. It was his birthday. I thought he was going to get voted off of Dancing with the Stars. No, he survives another week.
Oh, wow. Is he dancing?
Oh, yeah.
She says she's only worth $5 million. That's sad. I mean, that's great, but like.
Well, how many million do you really need?
3 to match the dollar bill in my pocket okay. with Jug's face on it.
Oh.
Jug Bucks come in increments of 1 and 3. This is the Jars theme song.
You know what's sad about that? It's like the real $3 bill should have Dale Earnhardt on it.
It really should.
But
yeah.
Not.
No, not in that context.
Let's say Richard Carpenter. Is that who we're guessing?
No.
Go ahead and need a bigger boat. That guy.
I'm trying to remember who said that. Was it
the guy that wore the glasses? He was.
Was it this guy or Roy that said?
Roy Scheider.
He's no longer with us. Roy Scheider.
Scheider. I wanted to say
birthday?
Snyder.
It's Mr. Holland's birthday.
Give me the initials.
R.D.
Roger Daltrey.
No, close. He was also in Stakeout and another Stakeout.
Richard
Dawson.
Dunaway. No.
God Almighty! I said Mr. Holland and
Daltrey.
Still didn't get it.
No, Mr. Holland's opus.
Yep.
Give me the first name.
Richard?
Dreyfuss.
Dreyfuss. There you go. God, all my kids, don't do drugs. Richard?
79.
81.
He's 78 years old today for Richard Drive, so I don't have any happy.
I don't think I got any.
I don't have any happy.
Did anybody win this game?
No, nobody got a point today, right?
Damn.
Close, though.
Is Cheryl Ladd still alive?
Like, yeah, they got Richard Dreyfuss, man. Come on.
Oh, he's a...
Didn't we have Cheryl Ladd on the show?
Yeah.
She's so nice.
It was the first interview of the morning for her, and you could tell. And plus, so it was like she 8 o'clock here, so it's 5 o'clock there. Uh-huh. No, not her. She was the opposite. It was like you're having to pull stuff out of her. Not like that, but, you know, like answers. You're talking...
Suzanne Summers.
No, Suzanne Summers was, yes.
Very chatty and very nice.
We had our own, a whole hour.
Cheryl Ladd, 74.
And the only thing I wanted to talk about was Three's Company. She didn't want to talk about Three's Company because I didn't realize they all had heat.
Not, yeah, well, she sued them.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I was just a fan. I thought she went on to, you know.
Is there a Daryl Ladd? Let me look that up.
Daryl Ladd. There's an Iron Ladd. That's,
That's your contract.
That's Ironclad. There is a... And no cut. Iron Lad is the...
Don't you do it. I got you right here. You hang on. Where you at? Where you at?
Where you at? Out? Where you at?
I took it out.
That's so good. You set yourself up for a joke that you couldn't finish. You can't find...
I replaced it with this.
Oh, man, that was fun.
I can't believe I took the line.
You're like, why'd the chicken cross the road?
You get to the guy's house.
Where'd my cue card go? Oh, man.
You gotta have a card.
Thank you to everybody for listening today and calling in and texting and all that stuff. Tomorrow, no trick. This is just a treat. Look at your calendar real quick. What? Or maybe you already know that tomorrow is Thursday.
With Halloween
implications, a very spooky Facebook Folsom. That'll be tomorrow.
Can we wear costumes tomorrow?
Yes.
And Thursday?
And Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday.
I know, but Friday is the day.
No, Saturday is the day. Wait a minute.
Tomorrow's my mom's birthday, and that's
Friday.
Friday is Halloween.
Isn't it? Yep. Okay. So you're right. You're right. So, this weekend, wait a minute. Daylight savings time is this weekend, too.
Yes. I don't think it is.
Oh, it's not. Okay. It usually is on Halloween weekend, because our parties would always last an extra hour. And
it's more than a couple weeks.
The company didn't think they had to charge. Well, you could charge for that. Hey, boy.
Yeah, I got news for you, fatty.
Yeah.
You're lucky I saved you a spot.
All right.
I saved your fat ass 2 spots, actually.
Yeah. Did you get paid by Arby's to wear this costume?
If you were a fat ass white rapper, that'd be your name, 2 spots.
Say what you want to about Fat Boy, but the man was told he had to wear a costume, and he went to a company and said, give me one of your uniforms. And they paid him also. And he wore it too. Yeah. I was like, brilliant.
And I went to the party and the guy was like, do you think that was a good idea?
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women who society has called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.